Chiefs fans. Greetings from the booth at Dozier Park. Brendan Howe here with you. Your Chiefs pregame show gets underway. Fans are filing in to their seats as we speak. This is a highly anticipated series, always is, when you dabble into a Cardinals-Cubs rivalry. That's exactly what we have here tonight as the South Bend Cubs in town to face our Chiefs. South Bend with a record of 46-36. They're 12-4 in the second half. Peoria comes in at 33-49, just 5-11 in the second half, but still a lot of baseball to be played, not only this week against the division-leading Cubs, but for the rest of the season as well. Talk to you a little bit about what happened last night. It was a leadoff home run from Pete Crow Armstrong just three pitches into the game that gave South Bend the lead. They did not look back from there. They would pile on two more in the third, and later on they would put up three more to make it a 6-0 ball game. That's what the game went final as, a 6-0 South Bend victory. They've now won 12 of 13 contests against our Chiefs this year. L.J. Jones was the lone bright spot for the Chiefs offensively, as they only mustered up four hits in the ball game last night. L.J. had three of those in Peoria's defeat. Let's go by the numbers now for Peoria. Their losing streak currently sits at three games, and with the loss last night, their home record also takes a dip down to 20-33 on the season now. We talked a little bit about it last night on the broadcast, but if you remember back to the beginning of the season in April, the Chiefs, they were a very good home team. They were 10-2 at one time in April. They were tied, as a matter of fact, with the New York Yankees for the highest home win percentage in all of professional baseball. That is certainly not the case now. They've struggled not only at home but on the road as well. They try and turn it around here tonight against the Cubs. They are 11-32 now when their opponent scores first. That also happened last night with the PCA leadoff home run. And then they are now 1-36. This is an eye-popping number. 1-36 this year when they trail entering the eighth inning. Talked a little bit once again about it on the broadcast yesterday. A win that would have drawn a split against Beloit, and a four-run comeback and a mad dash in an attempt to tie up the ball game, and the Knights fell short. They dropped that ball game, and they were trailing entering the eighth last night. They could not get anything going offensively as they scattered just a handful of base runners throughout the ball game. 26-1, though, when they lead entering the ninth, so they are not too shabby when leading entering the ninth into a save opportunity. They usually shut the door to the Chiefs in situations like that. They'll try and get an edge early on tonight and keep it towards the conclusion of the ballgame. Talked about L.J. Jones and just how good he's been swinging the bat as of late. He had an impressive month of June for L.J. He slashed .330, .410, .557. He had 11 doubles. That was the third most in the league over the month of June. However, July got off to a rough start. He was 0-17, but like Todd Lott against Beloit, he likes seeing the Cubs. He's 7-15 with a home run, two doubles, and three RBIs in his last four contests. And against the Cubs, he's hitting .310 over 11 games this year. So perhaps LJ is the start to get the Chiefs offense turned around here this evening. When we return, we'll take a look at our starting pitchers, go through our lineups, and more to come right here at Peoria Chiefs pregame show, getting set for game two from downtown Peoria. Keep it here.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees, and I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing, and you dig, every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Welcome back, Peoria Chiefs pregame show. Brendan Howe here with you from the booth at Dozier Park in downtown Peoria. A beautiful day for baseball. We were threatened with a little bit of precipitation 45 minutes or so ago. We thought the tarp may have to come out. It did not. And we stayed dry. We are ready for baseball just moments away here at Dozier Park. Game two between the Peoria Chiefs and South Bend Cubs this week at the high A level. Little Cubs-Cardinals rivalry. Let's talk to you about who's on the mound for the Chiefs. It's right-hander Edgar Manzo. He was marvelous his last time out. On the season, he is 1-1 with a 5.74 ERA. But over his last couple of appearances, he's been a lot better than those numbers indicate. On July the 1st against Quad Cities, it was five innings for Manzo in that one. He allowed just one earned run on four hits. He walked one batter and struck out three. And then he had a masterclass of a performance against Beloit on July the 7th. He earned the win in that one, his lone win with Peoria this year. He tossed six no-hit innings. He carried it into the seventh before a solo home run broke it up. But he was absolutely fantastic on that night against the Skycarp. He'll look to continue that momentum into tonight against a very, very good Cubs lineup. We'll get to them in just a moment, but not before we touch on who the Cubs will be tossing tonight. It's Cole Franklin. He's 0-5 with a 7.71 ERA this year, but lately his numbers would also tell you that he's been a little bit better than that would indicate. He's gone four innings in each of his last two starts after being on a strict pitch limit through the beginning of the year. We'll touch upon that as the night goes on. He did not stay in games very long in the beginning of the season, tossing at max three innings. And we look at his last couple of starts before those two where he went four. That's tied for a season long in those couple of innings against Beloit and Wisconsin. Before that, he did ramping him up to this start tonight, and we'll see if Franklin, how long he lasts against Peoria, whose offense has struggled a bit. And let's meet that lineup who will try and get the bats going again, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, they're outrageously dependable. Peoria, the record 33-49 entering action tonight. Todd Lott leads it off in right field. Brady Whalen at first base bats second. Jacob Buschberger at second base batting third. LJ Jones in the cleanup slot at DHing. Osvaldo Tovelin out there in left batting fifth. Francisco Hernandez back into the lineup at shortstop. He bats sixth. Noah Mendlinger at third base bats seventh. Tommy Ju in the eight hole in center field. And Wade Stauss behind the plate doing the catching for Edgar Manzo. For the Cubs, they're 10 games over 500 now, 46-36. Pete Crow Armstrong, the center fielder, leads it off. He had a leadoff homer to get us started last night. Fabian Pertuz at shortstop bats second. Yohendrick Piñango in left field. That's third. Owen Casey, the right fielder, in the cleanup spot. Jake Washer making his series debut. He's a power-hitting bat. He DHs tonight and hitting fifth. Luis Verdugo at third base, bat sixth. Pablo Aliendo behind the plate does the catching, batting seventh. Jonathan Sierra at first base will hit eighth. With Yasin Santana, who had a three-hit night last night out of the number nine spot, he's at second base with Cole Franklin on the mound. We are just moments away from the Chiefs taking the field, and they are right now, as you can probably hear public address announcer Dustin Fitzpatrick announcing them. Todd Lott is on his way out to right field. And with that, that'll conclude our pregame show tonight. First pitch of game two between the Chiefs and the Cubs on the horizon. Cody Schindler will be in the booth on the other side of this break to take you through all the action. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. so I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SefQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Peoria tonight. In the heart of it. Is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Good evening, Chiefs fans, and a pleasant Wednesday evening to you. Coming at you from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, this is Peoria Chiefs baseball. The Chiefs 33-49 on the year, 5-11 in the second half, taking on the South Bend Cubs, 10-500, 46-36. They are 12-4 in the second half. South Bend a 6-0 win last night. Edgar Manzo, the right-hander, just about ready to go. He's 1-1 with a 5-7-4. This will be his fifth appearance, his fourth start. Last time out, he took a no-hitter into the seventh. Crow Armstrong, Pertuz, Pinyango at the top. Casey Washer, Verdugo in the middle. Aliendo, Sierra, and Santana rounded out. The first pitch at 6:34 is upstairs. Away we go. Crow Armstrong, a drive to right. This ball will bang off the wall. Third straight ball game. He'll settle for a double. Plenty of Cup fans here tonight. Crow Armstrong in scoring position with nobody out. Fabian Pertuz. Chiefs. Defensively, Toveline, Jew, and Lott, left, center, and right. Menlinger, Hernandez, Bushberger, and Whalen from third to first on the infield. Catching for the Chiefs, Wade Staus. Pertuz, he was the lone Cubs starter, was hitless last night. He fouls the first pitch back to the roof. Count 0-1. Chiefs wearing their stars and stripes, alternate tops, home white pants. One service. It's in the dirt. Crow Armstrong streaking towards third. The throw there is late. Ball did not scoot particularly far from Staus, but kind of got tangled up with Pertuz. And that little collision, that brief collision, perhaps the difference. Retiring Crow Armstrong and firing late. He's now at third with nobody out. Manzo's 0-2 home is fouled away right side. We'll do it again. We dodged a couple of hit-miss showers earlier this afternoon. Here's a ground ball base hit center field on an 0-2 pitch. Last night, the Cubs had a 1-0 lead after one batter. Tonight, they lead 1-0 after a pair of hitters. Pinyango, the batter, DH last night. He's in left this evening. Comes again off to a quick start. Pinyango swings it from the left side. First pitch is inside, ball one. Those hit or miss showers that we mentioned, they have exited the area. Beautiful night for baseball. Blue skies overhead, some puffy white clouds in the vicinity. Here's a ground ball towards the middle of the diamond. Diving stop, Buschberger. He flips towards second. Not only did he flip the ball, he lost his mitt in the process. They both went flying. They both went in opposite directions. And no outs recorded on the play. Only an infield hit for Pinyango. Double, single, single to begin the ball game. Here's Owen Casey, who homered last night. This is very dangerous. Chiefs again flirting with early trouble. First pitch to Casey is a strike called. It's 0-1. Clyburn Rondon calling balls and strikes. Jared Mulman on the bases this evening. Two on, nobody out, one run home. The 0-1 from Manzo. Missed low, changeup, ball and a strike. Edgar, it's been a tale of two pitchers for him. Been really good as a starter. 1-1 with an ERA right at 3. Scattered just 10 hits over 15 innings. Now Casey, a line drive towards left center. This will fall in for a knock. Pertuz never hesitated. He's coming around towards the plate. He slides in feet first and beats the throw. It's 2-0 South Bend. Four batters in. Pertuz able to scoot home from second. It was a sinking line drive off the bat of Casey. You see a lot of runners hold and make sure that ball gets down, but had a great read. Now Jake Washer, the batter. He did not play last night in there this evening. He drives the ball to left center field, but this one will hang up. Tommy Jew makes the catch. Gets it in quickly. Holds the runners at first and second. There's the first out of the first inning. So this is an interesting tale to tell for Manzo. We mentioned he's been so good as a starter, but he's really struggled against this South Bend club. He's now recorded just 3 outs this year against South Bend. He's allowed 8 earned runs. First pitch to Luis Verdugo, misses for a ball, count 1-0. Manzo, despite all of his good work, despite taking a no-hitter into the seventh in his last outing, which came last week against Beloit, July 7th, he has not fared well against this Cubs team. 1-0 pitch. That one's in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. A double, a single, a single, a single. Followed by a flyout. That's how we got here. Already 2-0 South Bend in the first. Wind blowing left to right at the moment. Balls to right and right center may get a little help. 2-0 pitch, a line drive screamer into center. Pinyango to third. He'll be waved around by Lance Reimel. The throw to the plate is cut off. It's 3-0. Four Five hits in the inning, four of them singles. This has been a pass-the-baton first inning. Peoria pitching coach Edwin Moreno out to have a word. Second night in a row, the Chiefs would like an early mulligan. Mentioned that the Chiefs are wearing their Stars and Stripes tops this evening. The Cubs wearing their alternate blue tops. Some red piping on the shoulders, red numbers. Traveling gray pants. Traveling gray, road grays. You get the idea. Meeting has dispersed. Here's Aliendo, the catcher. Hit a walk-off three-run homer against us back in June. First pitch, he fouls it off towards the Cubs on deck circle. Count 0-1. Three runs across on five hits. Well, we have a pre-stoppage. Let's give you our game time temperature, which is brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. 82 degrees. A swing and a foul at the plate off the bat of Aliendo. It's nothing and two. 82 degrees, our first pitch temperature again all year long. Will be brought to you by the good folks at Standard Heating and Cooling. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. Manziel looking for his first punch out. He's way ahead. Right-hander from the stretch is 0-2. It's lined in the center of base hit. Aliendo got it off the end of the bat. To third, Casey Hilby stopped there as he jams on the brakes. The bases are loaded. With only one out. Pitch to Sierra. That one misses outside. Ball one. Three nothing South Bend. An opportunity for more, and Sierra drives the ball to deep right center. Lott giving chase. It's off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. Aliendo loses his footing at third. Two runs across, seven hits in the inning, make it 5-0 South Bend. Al Santana, the batter, the ninth man to bat in the inning. Cubs will hit around in the first, barring something unforeseen. Manzo's first pitch runs up and in. Ball one. We are aware of some issues on MILB TV. We are working to correct those, although I don't think those issues are on our end tonight. Santana swinging a miss. It's 1-1. So if you're listening on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, you've got us. But audio not coming through on MILB TV this evening. 1-1 pitch, cut on miss by Santana. It's 1-2. Five runs on seven hits for South Bend. Another early hole for the good guys. Manzo's 1-2. It's chopped slowly toward short. Going to be a tough play. Hernandez gloves. Throws a sinker to first, and it beats Santana. For it's Aliendo, and it's now 6-0 Cubs. Now Crow Armstrong, his second opportunity here in the first. And he laces one the other way. It lands foul. Thought that ball was destined for extra bases, but home plate umpire Clyburn Rondon said it landed foul. Crow Armstrong will waltz back to the plate. Good crowd here this evening. Some of them are happy. 6-0 Cubs here in the top of the first. One strike on Crow Armstrong. Here's the next pitch. He gets jammed and pops it up foul onto the concourse above the first base dugout. Two strikes on the kid they call PCA. Worst part about hitting around in the first inning is that the scorecard gets all out of whack as Crow Armstrong whacks one foul. Still nothing in two. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a slow tapper to second. Bushberger gloves. He throws to first in time. And that ends the inning, but major damage done. Six runs across in the half. South Bend 6, Peoria coming up on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Turn about here in the bottom of the first. Lott, Wayland, Bushberger at the top. Jones, Tobolin, Hernandez in the middle. Menlinger, Ju, and Stoss against the right-hander Cole Franklin, who pumps in a fastball strike. It's 0-1. Franklin has really struggled. That's the silver lining if you're a Chiefs fan. He's 0-5 with a 7-7-1. You know, one pitch. It's fouled back by Lott. Nothing and two. Franklin, he's 0-2 against us. A pair of no decisions. On the year, he's allowed three runs, two of them earned. Now the 0-2 pitch. Lott, a chopper towards short. That's Pertuz over there who gloves and fires across the diamond. One away. Hello to the folks on MILB TV. We're aware of some technical difficulties. We've got them ironed out. You did not miss much if you're a Chiefs fan. If you're a Cubs fan, you saw it visually, but you did not hear our descriptors. Waylon bunts foul. I'm sure you're quite okay with that. Six runs in the first for South Bend on seven hits. The big blow, Jonathan Sierra cleared the bases with a two-run single. Otherwise, just a steady dose of singles. Some sharply hit, some not so sharply hit, but they all count the same. It's a one-strike pitch to Whalen. He lifts one in the air to right. Casey turning his back, and he turns around a second time to make the grab. Out number two. Turned over the wrong shoulder the first time and then made an adjustment. Ultimately put it away without too many problems. Two outs. Here's Jacob Buschberger. Give you the Cubs defense in just a moment. Franklin, the right-hander, delivers. Outside, ball one. Pinyango, Crow, Armstrong, and Casey left, center, and right. Verdugo, Pertu, Santana, Sierra from third to first on the infield. Pablo Aliendo catching for Franklin, whose 1-0 serve is a strike call. Here's the 1-1 delivery to Buschberger. It's over below, two balls and a strike. Plenty of room, the middle of the diamond, and that's exactly what baseball wants. Did you see the piece that came out in The Athletic yesterday? We'll tell you more about it in the second inning. As Buschberger grounds one back towards the mound, Franklin may have gotten a killed, and the throw from Santana is late. Will be an infield hit for Buschberger. He's aboard with two outs. Here comes L.J. Jones. Extends the inning for the Chiefs DH. Very quietly, a modest four-game hitting streak for L.J. First pitch downstairs for a ball, 1-0. And we are aware that we had some MILB TV technical difficulties in the first inning. 1-0 pitch is inside, 2-0. And because this is a very friendly Peoria Chiefs streaming network, we would like to rehash our game time temperature, which is brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. 2-0 heater is high. Aliendo throws behind Buschberger at first, but he's back easily. 82 degrees, our temperature at first pitch. Standard Heating and Cooling, the year-long sponsor of our game time temperature. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. 3-0, the count on Jones. He takes a strike on the inside edge. 3-1. The sun hiding behind the clouds at the moment. Beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Peoria as the 3-1 misses wide for ball four. Two on, two out. Obviously a long ball game, right? Love to find a way to scratch one or two here and just kind of find your footing. After a six-run South Bend first, sent 10 to the plate. Franklin to Osvaldo Tovalin. Admit Tovalin, in his first high A start, he hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Came against West Michigan in a convincing Peoria win. He would take a three-run homer here. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's lifted in the air, right center. Crow Armstrong gliding over, puts it away to end the inning. Early first inning woes for the Chiefs, and they continue for the second night in a row. A 6-0 South Bend advantage through one. And Germanzo back to the bump. We'll tell you more about him when we return on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Edgar Manzo just fired his final warm-up toss. Manzo was not his first inning. Six runs surrendered, all earned. Gave up seven hits in the first. Six of them singles. A double from Jonathan Sierra. Also inning. It's Pertuz, Piñango, and Casey doing the second. 2, 3, and 4 in their order. We'll rehash some of the stats that we spat out in the first inning. Our viewers on MILB TV did not get the full story as Pertuz grounds foul to begin the AB. Count 0-1. Manzo says his fifth high A appearance, his fourth start. One strike pitch misses down and in, 1-1. They hand me some T-shirts to throw out of the booth. Sorry for the delay. 1-0 pitch is a strike. Rather a missed outside. 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Pertuz. So back to Manzo. In his three starts prior to tonight, he's been pretty good. 1-1 with an ERA of 3. It's a cut and a miss here. The count 2-2. And all these numbers entering tonight. 15 innings pitched. He allowed just 10 hits. And in his last start against Beloit on July 7th, he took a no-hitter into the 7th. 2-2 to Pertuz, a pop-up into right. Lott running in towards the line. He makes a catch in foul, or rather fair territory. Had a few feet to spare. One out in the inning. So you hear those numbers, you feel really good about things with Edgar Manzo out there. However, he has not fared well against the South Bend Cubs. He has now logged a total of 2 innings against South Bend this year. He's allowed 12 runs, all of them earned. Piñango steps in. He takes upstairs for a ball, 1-0. So we thought maybe it was just a starter versus reliever trend. He came out of the pen, that appearance against South Bend, got roughed up. Yango grounds one sharply to first. Waylon gloves, waves off his pitcher, and takes it to the bag, an assisted two down problem. Not farewell against this bunch, and to be fair, not many teams have as of late. Cubs lead the West Division with, 50 games to go? I think that's where we're at. Checking that this morning. Casey takes a changeup low. It's 1-0. Manzo has a hybrid windup that he will mix in from time to time. The 1-0 pitch is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. He's an interesting guy to watch out there because one time he will work exclusively from the stretch. He'll come set and just slide step home. 2-0 delivery is a top of the zone strike. Two balls and one. Sometimes he will come set and then just slide step home. 2-1 to Casey. It's a strike called. Two balls and two strikes on the young outfielder. He singled home a run in the first. First four Cubs reached base in the first inning. Ultimately seven hits. 2-2 pitch, Casey in the air, left center field, Tovalin going back. Now backpedaling, he makes a catch just shy of the track, inning over. Much better second inning for Edgar Manzo. He gets the Cubs to go 3 up, 3 down. Head to the bottom of the second, 6-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation.
but that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energyillinois.com/Peoria.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Francisco Hernandez leads off the Chiefs half of the second. He actually squares to bunt, pulls back on ball one. I think that was just a mechanism to take a pitch. You're not bunting down six. 1-0 from Cole Franklin, a swing and a pop-up. Will the ballpark hold this one? Aliendo back just shy of the netting. He hauls it in. Nearly took out Cliburn Rondon as he tossed his mask. Had to take evasive action to get out of the way. Two pitches, one out. Here's Noah Mendlinger. As promised, wanted to tell you about the pie slice rule. Have you seen this? Starting July 22nd in the Florida State League, Mendlinger takes low, ball one. Chalk lines will appear in the infield. These lines will, as you may have surmised, be shaped similar to a wedge of pie. Mendlinger lifts one into shallow center. Crow Armstrong coming on, tapping his mitt against his right hip. He secures out number two. And the idea is to give you more of those C&I singles, those ground ball base hits up the middle. So, with that, as Tommy Juice steps in. He takes outside ball one. The shortstop must play to the left of the chalk line, while the second baseman must play to the right of the chalk line. I think the feedback that Major League Baseball got from some of their shifting protocols, Juice takes a slider high, it's 2-0, is that, while, yes, two fielders must remain on each side of second, they could stand just one step to the right of second or one step to the left of second, vice versa, depending on where you're stationed. Franklin misses again. It's 3-0 on Jew, by the way. So now these pie-shaped wedges. Jew takes wide for ball four, four-pitch walk. Two outs here in the second. These pie-shaped wedges will serve as a barrier of sorts. And if a shortstop or a second baseman is going to track one down the middle, behind the second base bag, it's going to take a supreme effort now. So number nine batter, Staus, got that one off the end of the bat and skies it to right. Owen Casey makes the head-high grab, inning over. Two-out walk does not come back to harm Franklin. We're through two. South Bend by a touchdown on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun.
That's even better, right?
Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Jake Washer will lead off the south bend half of the third, 6-0 Cubs. First pitch from Edgar Manzo. It's a breaking ball strike, 0-1. Manzo at this point just trying to keep the deficit where it is and eat some innings. Washer grounds one sharply foul and left to third. It's 0-2. Washer DH tonight. 10 long balls on the year. Will be followed by Luis Verdugo and Pablo Allendeau. Here in the Manzo way ahead, the 0-2. Tomahawked into center, a base hit. Hanging slide ball. I think what's been very frustrating in this series for Chiefs pitching staff, Cubs have racked up a lot of hits with two strikes. Even their home runs last night, they both came in 0-2 counts. Washer aboard for the first time tonight. Here's Verdugo now, right-handed swinger. First pitch to him. There's a strike called on the inside edge, 0-1. Infield shaded towards the left side. Second baseman Buschberger asks the umpire to move a couple steps to his left. I haven't seen that play out this season. Manzo missed wide of the pitch. It's 1-1. Mentioned Clyburn Rondon calling balls and strikes. It's Jared Molman on the bases. He took two quick steps to his left prior to the 0-1 pitch. Oh, the 1-1 delivery is a called strike. Slow curveball. It's 1-2. Manzo, 5 feet 11 inches tall from Guadalajara, Mexico. His 1-2 pitch gets a wave and a miss. Verdugo punches out. First strikeout for Manzo. One on one out. Here's the catcher, Allendeau. He was part of that 6-run flurry in the first. Takes downstairs for ball one. Allendeau did not play last night. Back behind the dish this evening. One on, one out. Manzo's 1-0. Allendeau lines it sharply in the right. A bit of the game for South Bend. They had 9 hits through 3 innings last night. They've duplicated that here this evening. Allendeau, his second reach, by the way. Brings Jonathan Sierra to the plate. He's a guy who I don't think gets enough credit. Really liked what we've seen from him so far. He's not really a big name. It's low for ball one. 2-run double as part of the first inning onslaught. 1-0, Manzo home, and Sierra cranks one to left center. Toveline over. He makes a catch in the gap. Two down. Thought that ball was pretty well struck off the bat. It did not really carry out that way, and the ball usually carries well to left and left center. With that wind blowing more left to right, perhaps even in this evening, may have given Toveline a little extra help, an assist, if you will. On the number nine batter, Santana, he takes a ball downstairs. It's 1-0. Tana, an RBI ground out in the first on a nifty play by Francisco Hernandez. 1-0 delivery. That one misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Manzo peers in, has his signal from Wade Staus. 2-0. Inside, three balls and no strikes. Pete Crow Armstrong is the on-deck batter, should he be needed. See how aggressive Santana. 3-0 pitch, taking all the way, takes a strike. 3-1 the count on the Cubs second baseman. Washer at second, Aliendo at first, a pair of catchers on the base pass. Here's a ground ball towards the middle of the diamond. Sliding stop, Hernandez. The ball trickles out of his hand. Washer racing home from third. He scores without a throw, and it's 7-0. Tenth hit of the game for South Bend. Here comes Crow Armstrong. Now Crow Armstrong set to dig in, already his third AB tonight. First pitch to him, misses high, ball one. Crow Armstrong just missed his third straight leadoff homer. He banged a double off the right field wall in the first. He grounded out then to end the first. Here he is batting again in the third. Manzo, the 1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Crow Armstrong will represent the Cubs in the Futures game on Saturday. Cardinals will have two guys there, two former Chiefs, Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn. Should be a lot of fun. 2-0 pitch. Crow Armstrong gets jammed and floats one foul. Landed just shy of the railing, the extended dugout railing down the third base line. 2-1 the count on the South Bend center fielder. Two balls and a strike. Manzo to the plate. There's a swing and a ground ball right at the shortstop, Hernandez. He takes it to the second base bag. Inning over. Cubs get a run, and they extend their lead. 7-0 as we go to the bottom of the third on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ. Not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
of the Peoria Order due here in the third. Lott, Whalen, and Buschberger. It is now a 7-0 ball game in favor of South Bend. Looking to win their 7th in a row against us. First pitch from Cole Franklin. It misses wide for ball one. If you're a Cardinals fan, there is a Cardinals connection between tonight's South Bend starter, Cole Franklin, and the St. Louis organization. No pitch is wide. It's 2-0. He's former All-Star closer Ryan Franklin. Of course, Ryan spent some time in a Cardinals uniform. And some big outs for St. Louis over his career. 2-0 pitch scrapes the knees for a strike. It's now 2-1. Franklin's a fascinating player because he was very highly touted in their system. But then he went 953 days between professional appearances. Lott swings at the 2-1 and lifts it foul down the right field line. It's now 2-2. Think about that. Nearly 1,000 days between throwing a baseball in a professional game. One of those guys that you have to be really patient with, right? Lott, a foul back. Just did get a piece of that ball as it trickled under the legs of Aliendo. Franklin made 11 appearances in 2019 before being shut down with an injury. Here's a 2-2 swing and a ground ball toward short. Pertuz. Nifty fielding. Range to his left, but made the play without any issue. One down, here's Whalen. So there you go, 42 innings. In 2019, obviously the season canceled in 2020, then missed the entire 2021 season. And that's how you do it. First pitch to Whalen, misses for a ball, 1-0. He had two different injuries. Really, Franklin overcame a lot of obstacles in 2021. Breaking pitch misses down. It's 2-0. He missed the season with a torn oblique. Whalen skies one to right. Casey with the sunglasses on, camping underneath. He gloves out number two. So the torn oblique. That happens in the offseason prior to spring training. He was then diagnosed with Wolf's Parkinson's White Syndrome. Had to wear a heart monitor for 3 months. Pitch bender misses down. Ball one to Jacob Buschberger. And then on top of that, he strained his shoulder while throwing to live hitters. So this young man has been through a lot. Buschberger pulls back on a bunt attempt. He takes a strike. It's 1-1. One of those feel-good stories, right? I know we're not supposed to root for teams or for outcomes, but just as a human, right? 1-1 pitch misses low. 2-1. Franklin's been so-so this year. He's been better in his last couple of outings, and he's starting to log more pitches, 4 innings in each of his last 2 starts. Buschberger fouls a 2-1 pitch back. It's now 2-2. And with that being said, would certainly love to touch him up for a few runs before he exits tonight. It's a strike away from sitting the Chiefs down in order here in the third. The 2-2. Buschberger taps it foul towards the Cubs dugout. South Bend with 6 in the first, 1 in the second. 7-0 ball game. There's no action in the Peoria pen. Looks like Edgar Manzo will at least start the 4th inning for us. 2-2 delivery runs up and in. Buschberger had to duck out of the way on 98-mile-per-hour heat. That's pretty lively. 3-2, the payoff pitch. It's inside, ball 4. Chiefs have their 4th base runner of the night.
third walk surrendered by Franklin. With two outs, here's L.J. Jones. Jones, three hits last night. Had a homer on Sunday, starting to heat back up as Buschberger was on the move with the pitch, was fouled back. It's 0-1. Should call LJ the microwave. 330 batting average in June, but then started 0-17 to begin the month of July. So he's trying to reheat things. Chases a breaking pitch that time. It's nothing and two. You know, it's like those 2 or 3 day old leftovers. You know, you got to put them in the microwave. You got to reheat them, and you go from there. Now, of course, the shelf life on leftovers, they differ, right? Some things you may only keep a night or two. Some things you'll keep for a while. Two strike pitch cut on a miss for strike three. That ends the inning. But, hey, leftovers, don't sleep on them, folks. Don't be that guy or gal who kind of turns their nose at leftovers. They do the trick. Got me through 25 years. That does it for me, at least for now. We'll pass the baton to Brendan Howe. No way you can't top this in the fourth. Not our night so far, 7-0 South Bend. See if Brendan can bring some good juju our way on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
South Bend back to the dish. Move to the top of the fourth. Try and bring some runs to this game when eventually the Chiefs get back to the plate, like Cody said. Great segue into the middle innings. First pitch swinging for Fabian Pertu as he bounces one foul down the left side for strike one. Edgar Manzo back to work. Trying to settle into this outing tonight after being bounced around for 6 runs on 7 hits. In the first inning, he worked a scoreless 1-2-3 second, so a good bounce back there. A 1 to Pertuz is fouled off again for strike two. Good play by the third base coach down there for the Cubbies. 6-0, the same score that went final last night. That's where we stand here in the top of the fourth. Brendan Howe with you through the middle innings here tonight. 0-2 from Manzo. Checked his swing. He went around strike three. No argument from Pertuz. And he's gone on strikes for the first out here in the fourth to bring up Yohendrick Piñango. A decent crowd on hand to take this one in tonight. Game two of our series, Cubs and Chiefs. It's been all Cubs to this point. Not only just in this series, but this season as well with their win last night. It's the first pitch. The season series the Cubs have dominated as well. They've taken 12 of 13 in 2022. A one pitch. Bounding ball right side. That gets past the dive of Buschberger and into right for a base hit. Piñango with a one out knock to bring up Owen Casey now. A couple of defensive changes to report to you as well out of the break. Brady Whalen has exited the ball game, and Osvaldo Tomalin comes in from left to play first, and Tyler Reichenborn is off the bench in left. Now here is Owen Casey now, an RBI single in his first time around, and then lifted one to left in the second. First one for Manzo. High and away for a ball, 1-0. All in all, not a very beautiful night on the scoreboard for the Chiefs, but here in downtown Peoria, another top 10-esque night. Inside-out swing, a foul ball on the ground from Casey. Anzo trying to settle in. He's only allowed four base runners since that first frame. Cubs brought 10 men to hit in that inning. Pete Crow Armstrong started it and ended it. Next pitch. Fastball missed low. Two balls and a strike. Chiefs have not found their footing against their division rival South Bend. Here comes a 2-1 from Manzo. Breaking ball off the end of the bat, pokes it toward the Chiefs dugout. Count goes to 2-2. South Bend 12-4 now in sole possession of first place in the Midwest League's Western Division now in the second half of the season after Wisconsin fell last night. Two balls, two strikes, pitch. Anzo missed down and in. Count to go full 3-2. Time called as Casey wants to rethink some things before the 3-2. Manzo a breath, kicks and fires, breaking ball. He missed with it for ball four. Casey hesitated to make sure that he did draw the free pass, and he did, so he's down to first base, on for the second time tonight. I'll bring in Jake Washer. Did not see any time last night, making his series debut. He's a force to be reckoned with, though, when he gets the bat going. DHing tonight for South Bend. He's hitting .286 on the year entering tonight's action. 10 home runs at 25 ribbies. Comes up with a couple of men aboard. First pitch swinging. He bounces this one foul up into the camera well, and it ricochets to the seating bowl for strike one. Fly up to center field this first time. Singled and scored in the third. Pinwheels the bat toward Manzo as he comes set. Looks to second, the 0-1. Breaking ball missed down and in. Spiked it, in fact. A ball and a strike is now Wade Stouse wants a work. First and second for the Cubs here in their half of the fourth. Chiefs will send Tobolin, Hernandez, and Menlinger to the plate when they get there in the bottom of the fourth. They'll be trailing at least 7-0. Cubs are 2-1 and 1 out. A chance for them to try and add insult to injury early on tonight. Manzo ready with a 1-1. Here it is. Breaking ball finds the bottom of the zone for a strike. 1-2. Good spot to live with that old Uncle Charlie. One and two to the Cubs DH. Ready in the right-handed box. Manzo kicks and delivers. 1-2 is in the dirt. Chested up by Stoss. No advance for either runner. 7 runs on 11 hits for the Cubs. They've hammered out a lot of hits early in this series. They had 15 of them last night, already 11 here tonight. So we're not even through a game and a half of this series. Manzo, a 2-2. Wave, and did he hold the bat back? No, he did not. Strike three. Washer got a little bit over antsy. Manzo picks up his second K of the inning. Third of the ball game tonight for Luis Verdugo. So this outing for Manzo as Verdugo gets set to dig in. First pitch to him is a knee-high strike. A far cry from the last time around we saw Manzo. Carried a no-hitter into the seventh inning against Beloit. He was marvelous in that one. Has not had the same luck here tonight. A one pitch. Bounding ball foul toward the Cubs' pen for strike two. Of course, what broke up that no-hitter was a solo home run to lead off the visitors' half of the seventh. Just a couple of pitches into it, but all in all, he was fantastic and by far his best performance of the year. 0-2. Into the dirt, tried to waste one, couldn't entice Verdugo to go after it. One ball, two strikes. Verdugo, an RBI hit in the first, struck out in the third. And now Nick Trogerlich-Iverson warming up behind Manzo in the Chiefs' bullpen. Right-hander looking to fan the side. Here's a 1-2. Curveball bounced in the dirt. Stauss knocked it down, and Pinyongo may have thought about trying for third, but eventually retreated back to the second base bag with a count 2-2 on Verdugo. Chiefs' home record also dwindled last night in their loss, now 20-23 on the year in their home ballpark. Manzo, next 2-2, off the inside part of the bat to the backstop foul. Count a hold to do it again. These two teams will meet four more times this week after tonight. 6:35 starts all the way up till Sunday. Two-strike pitch from Manzo into the dirt. Breaking ball as Stauss slid to his right to save that one from traveling any further beyond home plate. Three balls, two strikes now. Cubs, no easy innings for Manzo. Really being forced to labor out there as the pitch count rises. Payoff runners go. Fastball missed low for ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by the right-hander Manzo. And that will fill him up for Pablo Aliendo. It does not look like Manzo will get to face him as Patrick Anderson is on his way out. And he will make the move to the bullpen. Not signaled. Now he does. Nick Trogerlich-Iverson will be on out of the Chiefs' bullpen in relief of Manzo. He inherits a bases-loaded two-out situation. Cubs lead at 7-0. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. Get hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Julie called to the bullpen from Peoria. The aforementioned Nick Trogerlich-Iverson coming on in relief of Edgar Manzo. Manzo, beg your pardon. Not sure why I had that little twang. The batter is Pablo Aliendo. Bases are loaded for the Cubs with two away. 7-0 lead for the visitors of South Bend. First pitch misses low from Trogerlich-Iverson for ball one. A 1-3 record for the right-hander on the year, a 5.06 ERA through 26 2/3, surrendered 31 hits, 15 earned runs. He's walked 10 and fanned 24. give you the final line on Manzo in just a moment, although he is responsible for all of the runners on as the 1-0 is punched foul. 1-1. To this point for Manzo, it's 3-2 thirds, 6 earned runs on 11 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And although there are 7 runs on the board for South Bend, one of those came after a throwing error from Francisco Hernandez. 1-1, tapped foul by Aliendo toward the Cubs on deck's area. 1-2. Aliendo, of course, making his series debut tonight behind the plate, doing the catching. He's got a couple of base hits and a run scored already. Trigerlich Iverson, he's ready. Kicks and fires a 1-2. It's punched to the back. Seems like everybody in this Cubs lineup just swings the bat well. Lowest average in the lineup tonight is from Fabian Pertuz at .235, and he came into the series hitting above .240. But after a poor effort last night, the average dropped. 1-2 pitches chopped to third base. It's under the glove of Menlinger into left, a base hit. Pinon goes in to score. Casey cruising in behind him. It's a two-run base hit for South Bend. They lead it 9-0. Right on cue, Aliendo picks up RBI 16 and 17 on the year. The line just keeps on moving for these Cubs. I'll bring in Jonathan Sierra now. First and second for Trigerlich Iverson. Those two runs will be charged to Manzo. First pitch, a heater on the outside corner for strike one. He is still responsible, Manzo is, for Verdugo at second base, so the line's still not closed on him. So the Cubs have put up 9 runs on 11 hits now. Here's an 0-1. Ground ball towards second base. Buschberger slides to his left, picks it up, and flips onto Tobolin at first base to end the inning. But not before Aliendo extends the lead even further. It's South Bend by a boatload. They lead it 9-0. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Their rich, creamy Culver's Concrete Mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a Concrete Mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Osvaldo Tobolin strides in to lead it off for the Chiefs. 9-0 game now as we move to the bottom of the fourth. It's been all South Bend all evening to this point. 6 in the first, 1 in the third, 2 more in the fourth. Put up 9 on 12 hits. First pitch to Tobolin. Breaking ball. Finds the outside edge for a strike. Nothing and 1. So Cole Franklin, who came in with an ERA north of 7.5. Set himself quite the night thus far. Check appeal to first. Tobolin went around. Jared Molman on the bases tonight. Clyburn Rondon calling the balls and strikes. It's 0-2 on Toberly now. Franklin trying to dispose of him rather quickly here to begin this fourth inning. Strike three. Down goes Toberline on just three pitches to begin the fourth. That'll bring in Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez has popped out to the catcher to begin his night. Chiefs with just one hit offensively. Came from Jacob Buschberger in the first inning. First one from Franklin. Rocks and fires a heater over for a strike. Nothing and one. Similar to last night for the Chiefs. Buschberger's been up twice, been on twice. Nobody else has really done anything. Well, one pitch is a breaking ball, missed down. Last night it was LJ Jones who picked up three of the four Chiefs hits. 75% of their offense was from Mr. Jones. 1-1. Fastball at the knees, a called strike. 1-2. Franklin working with some pace out of the wind. 1-2 pitch misses in. Two balls and two strikes. The Cubs have put up a boatload of runs. They have done it without the long ball tonight. 2-2. Breaker on the corner for strike three, and Franklin's fanned back-to-back to open the fourth. That curve had some bite to it. Froze Hernandez. He makes the slow walk back to the dugout. Representing out number two, and here's Noah Mendlinger. Speaking of putting up a ton of runs, see what the Reds are doing, or what they did? First pitch to Mendlinger is in for a strike. Although they now trail the Yankees. Now they refresh my scores here, 5-4. They hit three consecutive home runs as Mendlinger cuts and misses over the top of a changeup. Back-to-back-to-back home runs in Yankee Stadium, mind you. Lead at the time, and since it's been five straight by the Yankees. Swing and a miss for Mendlinger. He's down for strike three, and the Chiefs go in order as Franklin fans the side. Three up, three down. It's been all Cubs tonight. 9-0 as we roll to the fifth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Jason Santana into the box against Nick Trigerlich-Iverson to lead off the visitors' half of the fifth. He takes inside on a fastball. Santana, Crow, Armstrong, and Pertuz in the inning. 0-1 is tapped foul. That was Kenny Loggins' danger zone that brought us back from break. This place has turned into a danger zone offensively tonight, courtesy of the South Bend Cubs thus far. 9-0. They've done it on 12 hits. That saying also has a dual meaning. We just had one heck of a knocker ball promotion at center field as this one's rolled over to first base. Tobelin's up with it. He'll tag the bag himself. Throw number one. They'll bring up Pete Crow Armstrong. I'll tell you what, we find some athletes in the crowd for that knocker ball promotion. I mean, they go at it. It's two on two. Two red balls versus two black knocker balls. And they each have to try and get into the hula hoop by the end of the minute and a half. First pitch is dropped in the dirt to Pete Crow Armstrong, 1-0. And it gets pretty heated down there at center field. Huh? I have to get the office in on that one. Maybe on an off day or have some downtime before a game, maybe pre-batting practice, right? Before the field is in use for that evening's ball game. We have a pause in action as I believe we had a ball slip onto the field of play from the South Bend bullpen, but that has been resolved. Here's a 1-0. Fisted, and to the backstop it goes as Crow Armstrong got tied up on that fastball inside. Then on the hands at 95. Don't see Trigolik Iverson dial it up that much. Next pitch to Crow Armstrong's fouled away into the stands, and I don't believe anybody made the catch on the fly there. A lot of blue behind the South Bend dugout tonight, just like there was last night. 1-2. Wave and a miss as PCA. He goes down on strikes. That's a rare sight. Crow Armstrong is retired. Chased one out of the zone. Pitch was high and away. Wailed at that one. Came up empty. Here's Fabian Pertus. Pitch from Trigolik Iverson. Slider and a good one right there for a strike to start him. Nothing and one. Pertus 1-for-3. An RBI single. A flyout and a strikeout. Pokes this one foul up into the sweet level. Quickly two strikes on him. Pertus in last night's ball game, he was 0-for-6. Three punchouts, couple of flyouts. This one is rolled over to third base. Foul toward Mellinger. Count will stay put. Pertus, as a matter of fact, was the only member of the South Bend lineup last night to not reach base in some form or fashion. He was almost one of two as Casey O'Pitts reached on a base hit in the eighth inning. He was 0-for-4 previous. Two pitches spoiled away to the backstop. Trigolik Iverson trying to work a clean top of the fifth. Here's the next two-strike pitch. Roped foul, and look out toward the South Bend pen. That sent a couple of folks scrambling. Always got to be aware, there's no netting down there. Head on a swivel. Two-strike pitch in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Has a chance to be one of the quieter innings of the night for South Bend offensively. They did go 1-2-3 in the second. Here's a 1-2. That one's up high at the letters. Count evens up. Two balls, two strikes. Other than that second inning, they brought at least six men to hit in every inning. They don't do it here. As Trigolik Iverson gets the K. Two consecutive to finish off the visitors' half of the fifth. We're halfway done from Dozer Park. It's South Bend 9 and the Cubs 0. Looking for a run. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Chiefs to the plate. Tommy Jude to lead it off. First pitch hacking away. Foul tips it for strike one. 8-9-1 for the Chiefs in the bottom of the fifth. They trail the Cubs 9-0. Just tuning in, Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings tonight. But one from Franklin to Tommy Jew. It's a breaking ball up above the head. Tommy had to duck to avoid getting plunked with that one. One ball, one strike. Nearly disaster for Tommy. Quick reflex is able. One and one. Here comes Franklin to the dish. Jew cuts and misses right through it. Looks like maybe a changeup that he buried down and in. One ball, two strikes. That one fell off the table. Franklin trying to put him away. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. He just missed the corner. Count evens up on Tommy 2-2. Franklin struck out four in a row, dating all the way back to the third inning. Retired LJ Jones to end that inning and then fanned the side on strikes. Tommy pops this one up. Foul ground, right side. Drifting over Sierra, the first baseman, by the wall. He reels it in. Over the railing goes Sierra to haul that one back. A fine effort from the big, tall first baseman. Pulls that one back into the field of play. Over by the camera well. Here's Wade Stauss. Bases clear, one gone. Defense helping out Franklin to begin this inning. First pitch strike at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in one. Peoria offense has been rather quiet tonight as a one pitch missed down, ball and a strike. And despite the struggles lately for Peoria, the mood in the clubhouse is still pretty loose. Guys are still enjoying each other, having some fun. 1-1 pitch cut on and missed. Quickly a ball and two strikes. And you've got to have that kind of camaraderie, right? You know, things aren't going to go your way 100% of the time over the course of a 132-game season, right? When you have your ups, you have your downs. 1-2 pitch. Stauss punches that one back to the screen. Count a hold. 97 from Franklin on the gun that time. Just one example of how the Chiefs have kept it. One of the better moments that I've seen. Get to it in a moment after the 1-2 pitch. Cut on and miss for strike three. Down goes Stauss. I'm going to bring up Todd Lott at the top of the Chiefs' order. Zane Mills was shagging fly balls at batting practice today, like pitchers typically do, right? I mean, that's not anything unusual. But a fly ball was hit in his direction in left center field, and he wasn't necessarily paying 100% attention as this ball was coming at him, right? So he's making a beeline toward the fence. There's the first pitch to Todd Lott, breaking ball into the dirt for ball one. Realizes that this may have a chance to get out over his head, tosses his glove up in the air, realizes that it may have a chance to go over the fence. He pauses mid-sprint. His lot cuts and misses. One ball, one strike. And almost in slow motion says, oh, no. Here's a 1-1 to Lott. Fouled away for strike two. Glove hits the top of the wall and eventually returns to the waiting arms of St. Mills. So crisis averted for Zane Mills. That was pretty comical as a breaking ball drops in and frees his lot as he flips the bat away for strike three. Cole Franklin. Two strikeouts in the inning, and he struts off the mound ever so confidently. Chiefs go in order again. It's all zeros for the Chiefs on the board. They trail the Cubs 9-0 as we go to the sixth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Comes back to the plate, top of the sixth inning from Dozier Park. First pitch strike to Yohendrick Piñango out of the hand of Nick Trogerlich-Iverson, who's back to work. And now we have another pause. Home plate umpire looking down that left field line. Clyburn Rondon signaling that we have another ball in the vicinity of the field of play. Slipped out of the stands this time as opposed to the Cubs bullpen. So we will go retrieve that and gets it for action once more. The one pitch is nubbed off the end of the bat of Piñango toward the Cubs dugout. It's quickly 0-2. Piñango, Owen Casey, Jake Washer in the inning for South Bend. 0-2 from Trogerlich-Iverson. Swatted back onto the roof of Dozier Park. It's been all Cubs all night here tonight. Game two of our series. Trogerlich-Iverson winds and deals. 0-2 in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Give you a check-in on our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Quad Cities leading Great Lakes 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes a 1-2 from Trogerlich-Iverson. Pop to the roof once more. Cedar Rapids and Beloit, they're just underway. They were delayed to start tonight. Beloit on top 2-1 there. Wisconsin wins 5-2 in 11 innings over West Michigan. Next 1-2 pitch, that's spoiled foul as well. Good fight being put up here by Piñango to lead off the sixth. So that Wisconsin win now forces the hand of South Bend as they would have to win to keep sole possession of first place. 1-2, foul tipped into the mitt, held onto by Stouts for strike three. So Piñango down on strikes, and now it's three Ks in a row for Nick Trogerlich-Iverson. Strikeouts all over the place by these couple of pitchers. Trogerlich-Iverson as well as Cole Franklin. Here's Owen Casey. First pitch, he takes a heater at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Finishing up our look at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, Fort Wayne 8-7 winners over Lansing, and Dayton and Lake County were washed out tonight. Another swing and a miss from Casey, down 0-2. Working with some pace is the Chiefs right-hander, Trogerlich-Iverson. 0-2 pitch missed. Trying to get Casey to chase one outside. Right-hander, he just gets the ball, and he's on top of the rubber ready to go. Here's the 1-2. Foul to the net. This is what the Cubs do that makes them so dangerous in these ballgames. make your pitchers throw extra pitches. They get themselves into good counts. Get pitches to hit, but that one wasn't one there as Casey chases one low and went inside. He goes down for strike three. Four consecutive Ks for Nick Jorgerlich-Iverson out of the pen. We'll bring in Jake Washer now. Washer, of course, always formidable at the dish. Foul tips that one for strike one. Pierce Jorgerlich-Iverson will just try and eat some innings for the Chiefs tonight as this one is into left field for a base hit through the 5-6 hole. Two-out knock keeps the inning going for Luis Verdugo. Hard hit ball and no problem getting through into left for a knock. 13th of the game for South Bend. Now as Verdugo steps in now. One for two with an RBI single, a strikeout, and a walk tonight. Jorgerlich-Iverson out of the stretch. First pitch, a fastball that finds the inside part of the plate for a strike. So again, if you're just tuning in, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network comes on top of our Chiefs 9-0. 0-1. Another fastball. That one finds the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Right-hander trying to put him away, 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Pablo Aliendo, he would be next. He's 3-for-3 out of the 7 spot tonight for the Cubs. That's not a man Jorgerlich-Iverson wants to see this inning get to. Next 0-2. That one missed down by the ankles of Verdugo. 1-2. One-two from Jorgerlich-Iverson. Just able to get a piece, did Verdugo. Foul that one off. Just to back up my point a little bit earlier, even in ball games like this one, the Cubs are firmly in the driver's seat. They still like to make pitchers throw those extra ones. 1-2. Again fouled off. Over toward the Cubs on deck area as Aliendo will scoop that up and toss it to a couple of Cubs fans in the first row. A lot of Cubs fans around these parts. Made the trip out to Dozier for this series. 1-2 pitch is fouled away off to the right. That one will sail toward the length stander down the right field line and up onto the berm. This will be pitch number 8 coming up to Verdugo. Jorgerlich-Iverson ready. Lifts and fires. 0-1-2. Shallow fly ball in the air to center field, falling fast and in for a base hit. Rounding second, heading for third is Washer. The throw goes back to second base to Hernandez. There'll be men on the corners with two away now for Aliendo. On the line drive, base hit. Cubs just keep on hitting. That's exactly what we're talking about with these Cubs. They put up pesky at bats. And on the 8th pitch, Verdugo picks up his second knock of the night and a chance for the Cubs to add to their lead with Aliendo here. First pitch to him is downstairs for a ball in the dirt. 1-0. So after back-to-back strikeouts from Jorgerlich-Iverson to begin the 6th, it's been two consecutive hits from Jake Washer and the aforementioned Verdugo. Aliendo, he's 3-for-3 with a run scored and RBI. Here's the 1-0. Bouncer toward third base, charging inwards as Menlinger to pick it up. Shuffles and fires across in time, and the inning is finally over. 5-3 put out if you're scoring along with us at home. As the Cubs strained a pair, they still lead it 9-0. Firm control of game two. Chiefs back to the plate, bottom six coming up. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing DiscoverPeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
To the dish. Here in the bottom of the sixth, they trail at 9-0. They just have one hit offensively, does Peoria. It'll be Tyler Reichenborn, who was subbed in defensively for Brady Whalen. Not sure why Whalen was subbed out of this ball game tonight. First pitch to Reichenborn is taken for a ball, 1-0. We do have a Julie call to the bullpen to report to you as well. It's the left-hander Adam Lasky to take over on the bump as Cole Franklin's night comes to a close. 1-0 pitch misses high. Two balls, no strikes. Lasky, 24 years old, out of Voorhees, New Jersey, 6'3", 205. Played his college ball at Duke. Rocks and deals a 2-0. Eichenborn swings, punches that one foul, the first row. 2-1 the count. Give her the final line on Cole Franklin, who was marvelous tonight. Just a moment. 2-1 to Eichenborn. Just missed the inside half of the plate for a strike, 3-1. Franklin, five scoreless innings, allowed just one hit, walked three, and struck out six. He was able to work around those trio of free passes. 3-1. That's outside for ball four. Speaking of free passes, Reichenborn draws one to lead off the Chiefs' half of the sixth. Here is Jacob Buschberger now with a man on and nobody out. Numbers on the year for Lasky are dazzling. Give you those after the first pitch to Buschberger out of the stretch. Lasky comes home. Buschberger on the ground into left, a base hit. Up to second moves Reichenborn. Chiefs have their second knock of the night. Buschberger has them both. That'll set up L.J. Jones. L.J. 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk tonight. Takes it with a couple of men on and nobody out in the Chiefs' half of the sixth. Second time the Chiefs have had multiple base runners on. The first time was in the first inning after L.J. Jones walked on the heels of a Buschberger single. Showing Bunton pulls it back on a fastball high, 1-0. This is the 24th appearance for Lasky. 5-0 record with a 1.15 ERA. Did spend some time with Low A Myrtle Beach before being called up to South Bend. 1-0 to Jones. Punch in the air to straightaway center field, but right at Crow Armstrong, who hauls that one in. Sharply hit line drive. Right into the waiting glove for the Cubs number three prospect. Jones is retired for out number one. Back to the bat go the Chiefs base runners. Osvaldo tonight 0-for-2, flew out to Crow Armstrong at center and then Fan to begin the bottom of the fourth. First pitch, good. Breaking ball at the knees for a strike. Numbers for Lasky, Wood South Bend this year, a 2-0 record, but a 6.75 ERA. Granted, it is a small sample size. Just 5 1/3 innings pitched over 4 appearances here. A one pitch missed inward to Tobeline, 1-1. But with Myrtle Beach, he was untouchable, quite literally. 3-0 record, 19 appearances, 26 innings. He did not allow an earned run. On the ball and a strike, Tobeline waits patiently. Now the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball into right field. Back there is Casey toward the track at the wall. It's off the fence. To third base goes Reichenborn. Patrick Anderson will hold up the stop sign there. Osvaldo Tobeline puts a charge into that one to deep right. And the Chiefs have him loaded with one out. Making a little bit of noise here in the sixth. Here's Francisco Hernandez. Trying to touch up Lasky here in the sixth and at least crack the scoreboard. It'll be the first time they do that in this series. After being held scoreless for 15 innings. First pitch strike right down the heart of the plate. Good breaking ball. Spun back to the middle of the zone. Hernandez 0 for 2, pop out to the catcher in foul territory in the second and then fanned in the fourth. Time asked for by Hernandez. Chiefs have him loaded. Reichenborn at third, Buschberger at second, Tobeline. 0-1 to Hernandez, the pitch. A pie. Pushed a fastball above the top of the zone, 1-1. Hernandez, the third most RBIs out of anybody in the Chiefs lineup coming into tonight. 22 on the year, 1-1. And Bender dips into the dirt. 2-1 the count. Lines have been polar opposite tonight. 9 on 14 hits for the Cubs, 0 runs on just 3 hits for the Chiefs. And 2 of them have come thus far here in the sixth. Lasky being forced to labor. 2-1. Down and in. Hernandez skipped out of the way of that. Aliendo went sliding like a goalie, butterfly style, to his left to save that one. Coming to the backstop. That perhaps would have been the first run of the night for the Chiefs with Reichenborn at third. He does have some speed. Hernandez in the driver's seat, the 3-1. It's down and in for ball four, and the Chiefs are on the board. Make it 9-1. Easiest RBI of the season for Hernandez. Going to bring in Noah Mendlinger. Chiefs went the first 9 innings scoreless last night. They go 5 1/3 scoreless tonight, but no more. So after 14 1/3 innings scoreless in this series, the Chiefs have finally gotten a tally on the board against these Cubs. Still trail it by 8, though. Bases are loaded with Noah Mendlinger coming up. It's a quick mound visit for the Cubs. The entire rest of the infield, perhaps talking strategy on how to approach Mendlinger. It's a lefty who will fly on a strikeout tonight. First pitch from Lasky. This is high for ball one. Lasky brings the glove set at the belt. 1-0 to Mendlinger. Breaking ball, a slider missed away as well. 2 balls, no strikes. Six balls in the last 7 pitches for Lasky. Walks can be a bit of an issue. 7 walks to 6 strikeouts with South Bend thus far this year. 2-0 to Mendlinger. Did he hold back the swing? He did not. First strike in the at-bat, 2-1 the count now. Is Noah was a little bit over antsy there. Bags filled. Mendlinger trying to come through. Here's the 2-1. Got jammed and floated one down the left field line. Foul into the seats. 2-2. Nolasky with 14 walks on the season combined between Myrtle Beach and here with the Cubs. But those seven walks in low A came in 26 innings. The seven that have come here came in just 5 1/3 entering tonight. The total has since risen to 9 with the 2 in this inning. Spendlinger, I believe he may have broken his bat, gets a new piece of lumber as he makes his strides back toward the dish. Count 2-2. Bushberger at third, Tobolin at second, and Hernandez, who worked that walk to bring home the first run, aboard at first. Chiefs trying to slowly chimp away, 2-2. Mendlinger taps it foul. Trickles to the backstop, and we'll do it again. Chiefs doing their best Cubs impression here in this inning. Trying to make Lasky wheels of a beautiful outing from Cole Franklin tonight. 2-2. Mendlinger swings and pops this one up left side. Verdugo will watch it sail into the seats and up onto the concourse. Mendlinger putting up a tough battle. He had quite the Sunday afternoon, a couple of pinch hit appearances. Hit his first home run, waves and misses here. And down he goes on strikes. Second K in the book for Mendlinger. He'll bring up Tommy Ju now. He'll try and squeeze a little bit more out of this bases loaded situation. It started with the bags full and one out. Now Lasky just one out away from escaping this inning with minimal damage. First one to Tommy, missed low for ball one. Gave you the final line on Cole Franklin a little bit earlier. 5 scoreless tonight. 1-0. Tommy takes a breaking ball by the shoot tops. 2 balls, no strikes. That 5-inning outing for Cole Franklin tonight, that's his longest of the season. His previous 2 starts before tonight, he went 4 in each of those 2 against Beloit and Wisconsin. 2-0 pitch on the line to second base, fielded on a hop by Santana, gets up, fires, and gets Ju at first base. Cubs flashing the leather. And they limit the Chiefs to just a run. It's 9-1. The Chiefs do get on the board, but they leave them loaded to end the 6th inning. We move to the 7th. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Hey, South Bend. We get set to roll in the top half of the seventh. First pitch from Nick Trogolik. Iverson misses down for a ball. 1-0 to start out Jonathan Sierra. 1-for-3 on the night. Couple of RBIs on a double back in the first inning. As he takes a look at another one upstairs, 2-0. Trogolik Iverson getting a hefty workload out of the bullpen tonight. 2-0 pitch also misses, staying away from Sierra in this at bat. 3 balls, no strikes. Trying to avoid a 4-pitch walk to start the inning. 3-0. That finds the corner for a strike. Sierra was ready to turn. Home plate umpire Ron Don thought otherwise. Iverson ready, brings the glove over the head. 3-1 pitch, opposite field, and through for a base hit. That gets into left as Reichenborn will scoop that one up and toss it back. Sierra with his second knock of the evening. He's halfway to the cycle with the base hit and the double. He's got the two hard ones left. I'll bring up Jason Santana. Trogolik Iverson. He worked 2 1/3 tonight. First pitch to Santana. Golf down the right field line, hooking out a play up onto the berm. 4-1. Nowhere near the career high for Trogolik Iverson. That was 7 innings last season against Jupiter at the low A level. Pitch is inside. Not sure. Ooh, that got a piece of. Looked like it might have been the catcher, Staus. May have been fouled off the inside part of the bat and right down onto the arm of Staus. So 2 strikes on Santana. Didn't get a great look at that one from up here. A foul ball nonetheless, and 2 strikes on the Cubs' 9-man. 0-2 into the dirt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Crowd has thinned out a little bit as tonight has waned. Cubs on top 9-1 as we play here in the seventh. 1-2 from Trogolik Iverson. Cut on and missed for strike 3. Down goes Santana by way of the K. Iverson pumped a fastball by him. And back to the top of the order for PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong. Few lines forming down there on the concourse as the night wraps up. I made quite the mistake today at the concession stands. Not going to lie to you folks out there here. Loyal fans on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. First pitch missed outside for a ball. Been in the mood for ice cream all day, right? You know, hot day, summer day. Maybe a nice refreshment or a summer treat. That's what I was in the mood for. Just some ice cream, you know. 1-0 pitch missed. 2 balls, no strikes on PCA. Got in line for some Dippin' Dots. Purchased those. Came back up to the booth. And I see our official scorer, Michael Packard, walk up with hot dogs later on when he arrived at the ballpark. 2-0 pitch missed down and in. 3 balls, no strikes. And then I happen to remember that the promotion tonight is Dollar Hot Dog Night. So I certainly missed an opportunity to save some money. Could have gotten 5 hot dogs for the price of the amount of Dippin' Dots that I had paid. I'll let you do the math on that one. 3 balls, no strikes to PCA. Pitch from Trogolik Iverson. Fouled off down the right field line, 3-1. Not to say the Dippin' Dots were not tasty, however. That certainly is not the case. Can never go wrong with cookie dough anything. Ice cream, soft serve sundae. I don't even know if they make cookie dough soft serve, but we're making it up. They do now. Here's a 3-1. Carl Armstrong swats that one foul as well. Count will go full on him, 3-2. He has punched out once tonight. He's back in the fifth inning. Trogolik Iverson, a long pause. Now the payoff to PCA. Missed up high with it for ball 4, and he lost him. Couple of base runners aboard as Sierra gets pushed into scoring position at second on the walk. And with one out, here's Fabian Pertuz. I was thinking about making a trip down the left field line. If you've ever been here to Dozier Park, you know that the tropical snow stand, especially in these summer months, as the weather tends to be pretty toasty right around first pitch. Cut on and miss for Pertuz for strike one. As they take a look down there now, about five or six folks in line waiting to get their snow cones. I, of course, have not had tropical snow yet. Being from the Northeast, we don't have those where I reside. As this one is poked into right field, that's down for a base hit. Over to third base moves Sierra, and they'll be loaded up with one away now for Yohendrik Piñango. I know there are some folks that just gasped when I said that. We have a lot of fans of tropical snow in this press box, and we do have a promotion for tropical snow. Of course, the brain freeze. Get two contestants every night to try and compete to see who can wolf down a snow cone the fastest. Before Tregerlik Iverson has a chance to face Piñango, Patrick Anderson emerges from the dugout. There is action down the right field line in the Peoria pen, and it looks like this may be the end of the night for the right-hander Tregerlik Iverson. No signal has been made to the bullpen yet. And now the skipper will make the move. We will take a short break. We'll tell you all about the new arm on the other side. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps.
At Ameren, plus, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, getting our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Julie called to the bullpen. Nick Tregerlik Iverson exits. Emmanuel Solano emerges out of the Chiefs' bullpen here in the top half of the seventh. 9-1, our score. Cubs on top. They are threatening with the bases loaded here. Yohendrik Piñango to be the hitter. Solano 1-3 with a 10.08 ERA on the year. 25 innings, 43 hits, 28 earned runs. And first pitch to Piñango is dropped in at the bottom corner of the zone for a strike. Nothing in one. 21 walks to 15 Ks to finish out that stat line on Solano for the year. He's not been particularly sharp. Gets a wave and a miss from Piñango there on a high fastball. Challenged him with the high cheese. Nothing in two. Piñango with a chance to put the Cubs into double digits and potentially increase the lead to double digits for South Bend. Here's the 0-2. That one misses high. Solano tried to go right back to that spot at the top of the zone. 1-2. Iverson is responsible for all the runners on base right now. As of right now, he is not allowed to run. 1-2 pitch from Solano. Missed down and in. One ball, two strikes. A good stop from Staus behind the plate. Five hits. Tregerlik Iverson allowed. One walk, five Ks. Long relief appearance from him tonight. Solano's 2-2 popped up behind the plate. Losing the mask is Stouts, but he realizes he will not have a play on this one as it finds the seats. Cows stay put. Trigilik Iverson watching on from that first base dugout, hoping that Solano can help him out here. It's a very tough situation to inherit. Two-strike pitch. Miss high and away with a fastball, 3-2. The count runs full. Piñango tonight's got a couple of base hits. He's 2-for-4 and scored a couple of times as well. 9 runs pushed home on 16 hits for the Cubs. Here's a 3-2. Piñango swings, lifts this one down the left field line, fairly deep, hooking and foul. Chiefs can breathe a sigh of relief. Piñango does have 11 home runs on the year. He is a power threat, 284 on the year, average-wise. Count full, 3-2, bags full. Here's the payoff pitch. Piñango spoils that one. Been all Cubs here tonight. Solano ready to work out of the stretch. Next payoff coming. Piñango swings, bloops this one into shallow right center field. That'll fall in for a hit. Coming in from third, Sierra racing in behind him is Crow Armstrong. The throw will be cut, and the Cubs add two more. They lead it double digits now, 11-1. Two more runs home from Piñango. He picks up RBIs 51 and 52 on the year. Here's Owen Casey now. Solano, first pitch, grazes the inside corner for a strike, nothing and one. This is what this Cubs lineup does, especially against these Chiefs. They just continue to hit. Here's the 0-1. Fastball rides outside, one ball, one strike. Solano did have some success in his last outing over the weekend at the conclusion of the Beloit series. Did lower his ERA by a couple of runs. 1-1 pitch tailed outside, two balls and a strike on Casey. He's making his 20th appearance this season in a Peoria uniform. Two-one from the righty. Casey inside out swing toward left field. Reichenborn lines it up to make the catch. He's got it. Back to the bag at second. Retreats per twos. Two away now for Jake Washer. Also has a couple of hits and a run score tonight. 2-for-4. Did not see Washer last night. Put on quite the display in batting practice today, though. He was spraying balls all over the yard. First one from Solano inside. Dusted him back a bit. One ball, no strikes. First three pitches that Washer saw in BP today blasted him. One to right and two to left. And they were no wall scrapers. They were absolute bombs. It's the 1-0 pitch missed down and away with a slider. Granted, the ball flies. Air's thinner. More heat out there. Two balls, no strikes. Had the chance to watch BP from down by the cage today. On the Peoria side of things, a little bit of a friendly wager between LJ Jones and Brady Whalen. They were each swinging for the fences as well. As 3-0 pitch missed inside. Washer draws the walk. Loaded up once again for Verdugo, the eighth man to hit now in the inning. Now, Verdugo's been up four times. He's been on three of them. Couple of base hits and a walk. He did strike out once tonight. First pitch tapped foul toward the Cubs dugout for strike one. Verdugo, tonight's Hardy strikeout batter. One section 106, row two. Some free Hardys tomorrow. Solano trying to work around another bases loaded situation. Missed down. One ball, one strike. One offering. Tap to third. Mendlinger fields it on a hop. He'll take it to third for the force. And that will retire the side. Cubs bring eight to hit. And they plate another run. They make it 11-1. They lead it by double digits. 10 is the deficit for the Chiefs as we stretch 11-1 Cubs. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer. Welcome to Delicious.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Wade Stauss, bottom seven. Chiefs trail the Cubs 11-1. Stauss gets set to dig in. First pitch of the inning, fouled back for a strike. Adam Lasky back to work out of the Cubs bullpen. Followed up a spotless outing from Cole Franklin tonight. A season-long five innings for him in a scoreless effort as Stauss lifts this one to straightaway center. Crow Armstrong backing up. He's got this one lined up, and he makes the catch. One away is Stauss is 0-3 now, and here's Todd Lott back to the top of the Chiefs' order. Cubs lead this one by double digits, 11-1. They are in line to take a 2-0 series lead over the Chiefs. Askita Lott misses up high. One ball, no strikes. 11 runs on 17 hits, no errors for South Bend. One run, three hits, and an error for the Chiefs. Lasky shakes off Aliendo a couple of times. And now the 0-1. Bounding ball toward third, foul. Ball and a strike. Chiefs' loss tonight would push them down to a season worst, 17 games under 500. Lasky rocks and deals a 1-1. Inside, Lott skipped out of the way of a fastball by the shoes. 2-1. Two-one offering from the lefty. Lott punches that one straight to the backstop. Count levels up, two balls and two strikes. Do have some more action here this week between these two squads? It's going to be a packed house all week and especially into the weekend. Expecting a large crowd on Saturday. Of course, always a festival when Cubs and Cardinals get together, whether it's at the major league level or even the high A level here this week. 2-2 to Lott, down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tyler Reichenborn waits on deck, set to make his second plate appearance of the night. He was brought on as a defensive replacement. Brady Whalen was pulled from the ball game after a couple of at-bats. Not quite sure why he was taken out of action tonight. We'll give you word if and when we receive it as Lott draws a walk. With one out, he heads down to first, and that will bring up Reichenborn. I want to give a shout out to a few folks here tonight. Of course, one of them is my mother, Cheryl Howe, last night, who got us on the air. First one off, nothing at one. If you're with us at our normally scheduled time for the pregame show, 6:20, you notice we were not on the air quite yet. That was because we had a little bit of a technical difficulty on our end, and she was the first one that discovered it before we did. So thanks very much, Mom, for getting us on the air last night as Reichenborn takes high and away, a ball and a strike. Lasky misfired with that heater. One ball, one strike. Lasky ready, kicks and delivers. 1-1 pitch, Reichenborn. Top hand came off on the swing. 1-2. A few folks back home as well. A couple of buddies of mine tuning in all the way from Massachusetts here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Thank you for your loyal support, as well as everybody else that's out there on our airwaves. 1-2 is Reichenborn. Pops this one up. Drifting back on the outfield grass, Santana reels that one in. 2 away. I'll bring in Jacob Buschberger now. Trying to do what he can to extend this inning, perhaps maybe push a runner into scoring position. A lot aboard after the one-out walk. Now with 2 away, Buschberger steps in for the fourth time. He's been on the previous 3. First pitch, a breaking ball. At the knees, a called strike, 0-1. Base hit in the first, a walk in the third, and another single in the sixth, and it was stranded at third. It's part of an inning in which the Chiefs have the bases loaded, their best run-scoring opportunity of the night. One pitch is inside. 1 ball, 1 strike to the Chiefs' second baseman. Buschberger, of course, the guy that has slid around defensively. He's played some third, played some second, some first, even the corner outfield spots. Swiss Army knife as he skies the 1-1 on the infield. The pitcher, Lasky, looking up. Now it's the third baseman, Verdugo, to take it on the backside of the mound to retire the side. Chiefs work a walk, unable to do anything with that. Lasky works another clean inning as we head to the eighth. Cody Schindler will be back with you on the streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Cody Schindler back with you in downtown Peoria, Dozer Park. Not our night tonight. 11-1 in favor of South Bend. Emmanuel Solano back out there. His first pitch to Pablo Aliendo is sent foul into the seats. And it pinballs around down there on the concourse. Pablo Aliendo, the catcher this evening, three singles. He's driven in a pair, 3-for-4 on the night. Be followed by Jonathan Sierra and Yason Santana in the bottom of the one pitch. Aliendo drives one to center field. Jew going back, still going back. He makes the catch. I think he lost that ball momentarily and then had to turn on the jets to track it down in deep left center. One away for Solano. Brings Jonathan Sierra to the plate. Pair of hits for him, a pair of ribbies. First pitch missed the zone. Count 1-0. Wade Stauss to have a word with Emmanuel Solano. Zaldo Tovalin in the area as well. As always, this is a new tradition we're starting. If you joined us last night, you heard me ramble through the explanation. We have this book, the Baseball Encyclopedia, the complete and official record of Major League Baseball. It has every manager, every player to play the game through, I think, the 1990s or so. So we will give you our random player of the game. The 1-0 pitch is skied in the left. Reichenborn waiting for this one to land. He's got it. Two down. Our player to highlight tonight, we go to page 713, Maurice Archdeacon. Maurice Archdeacon, if you're not familiar, you should be. He played 127 games in the 1920s. First pitch to Yason Santana, strike, 2-1. He was born in 1898 in St. Louis, Missouri. One pitch misses outside. Big league career. He hit a grand total of 0 home runs. 1-1, a swing and a foul back. It's 1-2. Maurice Archdeacon. He did hit 319 in 1924. Drove in 25 runs. 1-2 pitch, a strike three called. Santana goes down looking. That ends the inning. Quick 1-2-3 eighth for Solano, but the Cubs in control tonight. 11-1 South Bend. It will not be Maurice Archdeacon coming out of the pen. It's a right-hander, however. We'll tell you about him when we return. Julie Cole to the pen on the PRH Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate.
we can have nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Julie Cole to the pen. Right-hander Sheldon Reed is on. He'll be asked to get the last six outs for South Bend in what is now an 11-1 contest. L.J. Jones, the first man to face him. He takes high for ball one. Jones, Toveline, Hernandez, 4-5, and 6 in the Chiefs' order. Reed, the late kick, the 1-0. Lane-changing slider, but it missed down, 2-0. Chiefs just 3 hits in this one. They were held to 4 hits a couple of nights ago. Feels like a couple of nights ago, but that was just last night, right? Jones files a 2-0 pitch back. 6-0 Cubs win last night on Tuesday as part of the series opener. LJ 0-for-2 with a walk this evening. International tonight hitting 270 on the year. Takes a breaking ball strike, count 2-2. Game 3 of this series coming at you tomorrow, same time, same place. On paper, this is a fun pitching matchup. DJ Herz for South Bend. 2.30 ERA as Jones lasers one towards the left field corner. Pignon going a dead sprint. He won't get there as it one hops off the barrier. Jones to second. He'll drop anchor there. Lead off double for LJ. Brings Toveline to the plate with nobody out in the inning. So Herz, the left-hander, goes for South Bend. He has not allowed a run against us in 10 innings pitched this year. Austin Love, meanwhile, will go for the Chiefs. He's allowed one earned run in the month of July. So looking forward to that one, 6:35 tomorrow. Brendan Howell, the pregame show at 6:20, right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Toveline, left-handed batter. The first pitch is a strike on the inner third. Count nothing and one. 93 on the radar gun from Reed. And Anders set the 0-1. And graze the inside edge as well. Nothing at 2. Numbers on the year for Reed. He's 1-1 with a 7.82. This will be his 12th appearance. He does have a save. 12 2/3 innings, 13 hits, 11 runs all earned. A 2-1 strikeout to walk ratio. 18 Ks, 9 walks. Way ahead of Toveline. Took some time getting on the same page with Aliendo. Now he's ready. The 2-strike pitch. And it's tapped foul towards the Peoria on deck circle. South Bend was 6 in the first, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 2 more in the seventh. Chiefs scored their run in the sixth on a bases loaded walk. The man on deck, Francisco Hernandez, worked the free pass that brought in Peoria's lone tally. 2 strikes. The count remains on Toveline. Reed to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Toveline chased one down and in the dirt. Aliendo just went ahead and fired to first. Toveline was not running out of the box. Here's Francisco Hernandez. While we have a moment, let's check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, shall we? We'll go around the big leagues tonight on this Wednesday. We had some day baseball, so we have plenty of finals for you. Rays a 4-1 winner over Brendan's Boston Red Sox. And this takes wide for ball one. Other finals, Blue Jays 8-2 over the Phillies. Giants walk off the D-backs 4-3. Royals a 5-2 winner over the Tigers. Twins Brewers 4-1. That game a final. Mets defeat the Braves 7-3. Here's a swing, a line drive, base hit in the center. Jones will be held at third. They're on the corners now with one away. That ball was shot out of a cannon off the bat of Francisco Hernandez. We're at the corners with one out for Noah Mendlinger. Other finals, Seattle 2-1 over the Nationals. The Mariners have won 10 in a row. They are entrenched in the AL wild card race. That American League could be fantastic, fascinating, exciting. Insert your favorite adjective. We go down the stretch. Mendlinger takes strike one. And scratch at the Mariners, they played a doubleheader. 6-4 the final, so they win 2-1 and 6-4. They're now 47-42 on the year. One from Reed, misses down and in, count even. Everything else is in progress. The Cardinals 5-0 on top of the Dodgers in the sixth. Orioles 4-1 on top of the Cubs, that game heading to the seventh. Pirates and Marlins tied at 4 in extras. Reds 6-5 on top of the Yankees in the eighth. 1-1 pitch, Mendlinger in the air to left. Pinanga was already shaded towards the line. He makes the catch. Jones tagging for the plate. The throw from left field is in time to get him. 10-run ball game. You see a lot of outfielders just kind of lob that one in. Not Pinanga. He threw a strike to the plate. And everything coming up Cubs tonight, 11-1 as we go to the ninth on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Top of the South Bend order, second night in a row that Pete Crow Armstrong will get at least six. Takes high for a ball, 1-0. Be interested to see how they deploy him the rest of the week. He is in the Futures game on Saturday. That, of course, out in L.A. Not sure if he would be in the lineup tomorrow. Swings and fouls one into the mitt. Looked like a good changeup. Count 1-1. Inning double play interrupted our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. A couple more scores still to give you as Crow Armstrong floats one off the end of the bat into shallow center, and a sliding grab by Tommy Jew erases a hit. Crow Armstrong, a very good center fielder in his own right, but Tommy Jew right up there. One of the best defensive outfielders in this league. I mean, that play looked rather routine. Long run. Now Fabian Pertu's a cut and a miss. He's 2-for-5 tonight. White Sox 2-1 on top of the Guardians in the ninth. Rangers 5-0 over the A's in the seventh. Padres 1-0 on top of the Rockies in the fifth. Mono missed wide with the 0-1. It's now even, a ball and a strike. Astros and Angels scoreless in the first. We are now done. The Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Two's a cut and a miss. The count 1-2. We mentioned specifically the Mariners. How about the Orioles? If they hang on Wrigley Field this evening, they would be over 500. A 1-2 to Pertuz. It misses down. Two balls and two strikes. Here's my question. As we look at the American League, it's a jumbled mess. The National League, you feel like you have, what, maybe seven, maybe eight teams battling for six spots? It's not quite as up for grabs as the American League is. Pertuz wraps one on the ground towards third. That's Menlinger, who gloves and throws head high to first, two down. Brings Piñango to the plate. My question is this. If you're playing for that second or third wild card spot, how aggressive are you deadline time early August? Like, you look at the Orioles, right? That's a great story. Maybe a little bit ahead of schedule in their rebuild. But you're playing for a wild card, right? You're not going to catch the Yankees. Piñango takes inside for ball one. So how aggressive are you? You, of course, don't want to do anything that would perhaps mortgage your future. You got to be very selective. Piñango takes inside. It's 2-0. But Baltimore fans, right, they're starved for a winner. They have been as bad as anybody over the last 5 years. It's an interesting spot. I can't wait to see what they will do. Piñango grounds one sharply foul down the right field line. It's 2-1 on the Cubs left fielder. So I think the Orioles obviously will be... Now, there's still some time, right? Who's to say they couldn't go on a slide and maybe then it's confirmed that they will not be buyers. But if they continue this stretch and there are a few games over 500 come August 1st, Piñango foul tips into the mid, or even earlier, right? Maybe July 25th. You know, a week or 10 days in advance of the deadline. Just how aggressive will they be? It's fascinating what the third wild card has done. I'll be interested to see how teams navigate that extra playoff spot. Piñango fouls one into the seats. Menlinger, the third baseman, went to the railing but ran out of room. Do it again. Two balls and two strikes on Piñango. Solano has settled in quite nicely out of the pen. He's retired seven in a row. Here's a looper down the left field line. Reichenbord coming on. Comes up short on the sliding attempt. Ball landed foul. Still 2-2. Scratch at six in a row retired by Solano. This would make it number seven. And this will be the seventh pitch of the AB. We're rolling sevens here. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Is that the number you do not want in craps, though? There's a tapper towards second. Bushberger charges. It has to hurry. And he shovels to first in time. And it over. So we do not want to roll sevens on the craps table. Good to note. We go to the ninth. Chiefs will need to shake the dice, roll the dice, rattle the dice, rattle the bats here if they want to rally in the ninth. 10 to tie, 11 to send us home on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in a heart.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Zach Lee enters a Julie call to the pen. He will be asked to get the last three outs. His first pitch to Tommy Jew missed wide for ball one. Quick working right, Anders. Next pitch gets a cut and a miss. Count 1-1. Jew, Stouse, and Lott, 8-9-1 in the Peoria order. 1-1 serve. It misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. Hearing the word serve makes me think of ice cream. Soft serve. Soft serve in a batting helmet. Count me in. Two fouls away right side. It's 2-2. Today was, or at least social media tells me, that today was National French Fry Day. I got in on the celebration with my pregame meal. Two waves through a high heater. He punches out. Finish 0 for 3 tonight with a walk. One away, here's Stouse. Postgame fireworks show to follow. We'll have another one on Saturday night. First pitch to Stouse. Lifted in the air, foul ground left side. It will find the people. 2350 the attendance tonight, and crowds expecting to grow throughout the week. Not as much blue in the stands tonight. One pitch. This is up and in, 1-1, but plenty of the fans feeling blue this evening. 11-1 South Bend. They're en route to their second consecutive win against us. Stouse, another swing and a foul down the left field line. This one comes to rest on a vacated berm in preparation. I tell you what, there's quite the foot race for that foul ball. Look, I don't want to diminish baseball here, but at what, on a scale of 1 to 10, how all out should you go for a foul ball? Stouse takes up and in, 2-2. I mean, that gentleman went into a feet-first slide. And that's how you pull a hammy or tear an Achilles. 2-2 pitch up and in. Three balls and two strikes. Look, we see a lot of baseball, so maybe I'm just old and cranky and desensitized to foul balls. We had one go just to our left up here in the press box level. The bat of Stouse. Still 3-2 on the Peoria catcher. I'm just saying, I'm not really getting into a foot race with another grown adult to track down a foul ball. Another 3-2 from Lee. Stouse hits it a mile foul down the right field line. Ball was almost ticketed for Adams Street. Stouse did have a multi-homer game earlier this year. First professional multi-homer game. Played his college ball at SEMO. He's from Wildwood, Missouri. He takes high for ball four. What a battle. Stouse able to win said battle and reach for the first time tonight. Of course, Cardinal fans should know who's from Wildwood, Missouri. Think of recent Cardinals history. This guy may have a big hit or two. Lott fouls the first pitch back to the netting. It's 0-1. He may have had two big hits in the span of two innings, three innings. David Freese, Wildwood, Missouri. One pitch. There's a slider strike. It's nothing and two. World Series hero, David Freese, to you. Of course, the Cardinals came back to win Game 6 against the Rangers and won it all. Next night, Game 7. Two slide ball missed down and away. One ball and two strikes. 11-1 South Bend here in the ninth. 11 runs on 17 hits for the visitors. Lee's 1-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Strikeout, walk, strikeout. Chiefs down to their final out this evening. Here comes Tyler Reichenborn. Don't go anywhere following the last out of this one. Brendan Howe will have the postgame show for you. He'll put a bow on this one. Pitch to Reichenborn, misses away for ball one. The story in this one, a six-run first. South Bend sent 10 men to the plate. 1-0 heater misses downstairs. 2-0. The beauty of baseball, though, you get to do it again tomorrow. 2-0 pitch way high. Three balls and no strikes. So be right back in action, same time, same place, 6:35 tomorrow. DJ Herz against Austin Love. That's a fun pitching matchup, at least on paper. Reichenborn taking all the way. He takes high for ball four. Strikeout, walk, strikeout, walk. Jacob Buschberger, who has two of the five Peoria hits, get his fifth opportunity tonight. Buschberger entered action tonight at 295. He may have that average right around 300 yet again. Leach swinging a miss on a high heater. Falls behind, nothing and one. Staus at second, Reichenborn at first. Lee, the hurler, has his sign from Aliendo. One strike pitch. This is down. Lee, he has a bright gold chain on, shining bright under the Dozer Park lights. One pitch misses wide, 2-1. He's got a two-tone mitt as well. I like this guy, man. A blue and red mitt. He's got some pretty good stuff, too. Hooked up a sharp moving slider, but it missed low on the count. Now 3-1 on Buschberger. LJ Jones is the man on deck should he be called upon. Lee's 3-1. Reichenborn cranks it foul right side. Chiefs are down to their final strike this evening. Everybody on the top step in both dugouts at the moment. On the payoff pitch with the runners on the move. It's inside. Aliendo couldn't catch it cleanly. I think he was trying to frame it before he secured it. Bases are loaded. LJ Jones will indeed get an opportunity. Three walks in the inning for Lee. A couple times we've seen him this year, he's been pretty good. Trouble here in the ninth. First pitch to Jones. That one missed down and away. Ball one. Lee now goes from the line of the bases loaded. Here's a 1-0 swing and a ground ball toward short. Pertuz to his left. Gloves and underhands to second. That's your ball game. Some of the Cubs fans in attendance making some noise. Tuesday, they took the lead. First batter of the game, a leadoff. Tonight, they get the lead on the second batter of the game and never look back. 11-1 the final. Cubs have taken the first two games of this series, and they continue their run against us. They are 13-1 against Peoria this season. Chiefs will look for a measure of revenge tomorrow, and they'll try to snap a losing skid that dates back to June. On Thursday, Herz against Love. That's a fantastic matchup. couple of guys who have had plenty of success this year. Austin Love, especially as of late. 11-1 the final. Cubs win it. They pound out 17 hits in the victory. That does it for me. This is Cody Schindler saying goodnight from Dozier Park in downtown Peoria. Still plenty more to come. Brendan Howe will have the post-game show next on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. That does it for me. Cody Schindler saying goodnight. Have a safe rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Post-game show, the other side of this break.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
The right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs post-game show just wrapped up an 11-1 game in which the Cubs took the victory. They take a 2-0 series lead over the Chiefs. They do it on 17 hits. They did not commit an error. The Chiefs were just their solo run on 5 hits and 1 error. Let's dive into how South Bend did it tonight. It was all Cubs all evening here tonight. They started it out with a bang. 6 runs in the first inning. They brought 10 men to hit. It was Pete Crow Armstrong with a double. Fabian Pertuz with an RBI base hit. One batter later, Yohendrick Piñango a base hit. Owen Casey an RBI single as well. Later in the inning, Luis Verdugo, Jonathan Sierra, and Yasin Santana would all pick up RBIs as well. A base hit, a double, and a ground out respectively. And then Pete Crow Armstrong grounded out in his second at bat of the first inning to finally end it. They tacked on one more in the third, 2 in the fourth, courtesy of a 2-RBI hit from Pablo Aliendo, making his series debut tonight. 2 runs in the seventh for South Bend as well. It was another 2-RBI hit from Yohendrick Piñango, his third hit of the ballgame at that time. He was 3-for-4 at that time through 7, 3-for-5 overall in the ballgame tonight. And that is how South Bend picked up an 11-1 victory. The Chiefs got their run. It wasn't very exciting. It was a bases-loaded walk from Francisco Hernandez that did the trick. The Chiefs had a couple of times where they had the bases loaded but were unable to do anything with it. They also drew 9 walks tonight. So that was also a high note for the Chiefs. It's a season high in walks drawn in any ball game this year. And unfortunately for Peoria, they were home tonight. As we have pitching for charity going on the field, and a couple of members of the Cubs are throwing right now, and one of them just beamed homer right in the head. Hope our friend's okay out there. Peoria Chiefs postgame show rolls along here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. The Cubs with the win. They improved to 13-4 in the second half. Peoria drops to 5-12, 33-50 overall. Now a season worst, 17 games under 500. A look at the starting pitchers tonight. Cole Franklin, he was marvelous. Wow, tongue twister there. Easy for me to say. 5 innings pitched, just 1 hit, no runs. 3 walks and 6 strikeouts, as I'm getting teased about that tongue twister here up in the press box. Edgar Manzo for the Chiefs, he gave up 8 earned runs, 9 total on 11 hits through 3 2/3, a couple of walks and 3 strikeouts for him. It was much to be desired for the Chiefs starter tonight. This game was played in 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 2,350 spectators, 2,350 right on the nose tonight at Dozer Park attendance-wise. We started at 6:34. We wrap up at 9:18. And we are set to do it again tomorrow, game three coming at 6:35. A fun pitching matchup tomorrow on Thursday. DJ Hers, who's been untouchable against the Chiefs, 10 innings. He's allowed no runs against Peoria. And Austin Love, who has started to turn his season around quite a bit. He's had a nice last three or four starts. He will get the go for Peoria. Before we bounce out of here tonight, go around the Midwest League and our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Great Lakes and Quad Cities, they're battling in the top of the 11th inning, a 4-4 game there. South Bend, of course, taking the 11-1 victory here. Cedar Rapids over Beloit in the top of the 7th, 4-2. They were a delayed start tonight. That is the last game going right now, with the exception of that extra innings contest in Quad Cities. West Michigan, they fell to Wisconsin 5-2, so the Timber Rattlers and South Bend are still atop the West Division in the Midwest League. South Bend still owns that one-game lead with their victory tonight here over the Chiefs. Fort Wayne, 8-7 winners over Lansing, and Dayton and Lake County have been later this week. Downpour in Lake County. No space for baseball there tonight. That will do it for us here tonight in our coverage of Game 2 of the series. South Bend wins it 11-1 the final. 11 runs, 17 hits for the victorious Cubs. 1 run, 5 hits, an error for our Chiefs. Once again, South Bend taking a 2-0 series lead tonight. First pitch 6:35 tomorrow evening right here from Dozer Park. Same couple of squads will do it once again in Game 3 of our series. Pregame show begins at 6:20, followed by first pitch 6:35. Join it right here with me. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network will have you covered tomorrow evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.